All right, we've said it before that this particular time of year between like January and the end of March is not a great time to see movies. It's kind of the dark night of the soul where movies are concerned. But we're now getting into the busier movie season, so we wanted to bring back the co-hosts of our Takeaway Movie Date podcast, Kristen Meinzer and Rafer Guzman, and kind of go over what's coming out this weekend. In addition to being the co-hosts of the podcast, Kristen is also culture producer of the Takeaway, Rafer, film critic for Newsday. All right, so let's plow through these movies that are coming out, because some of them are kind of spring blockbusters.
Potential blockbusters.
All right, the first one we got to talk about has to be Arthur. Okay, this is the Dudley Moore classic. Many of us thought nobody could do this role after Dudley Moore, but they have remade it with Russell Brand in the title character, Helen Mirren, Jennifer Garner, and Greta Gerwig. Let's take a listen.
We should not get married. We don't have anything in common, do we? I mean, we don't like the same food, veal. I think that's really cruel. Do you like it because it's cruel? We don't like the same people, music. You love horses.
I do.
I don't trust them.
So, all right, let's just get our thumbs up, some downs. Is this a movie to avoid or to go see?
I would say avoid. I'm a huge fan of the original. I love Dudley Moore, and I think that was a real timeless, charming comedy. I feel like this comedy doesn't have a lot of charm. And I also feel like Russell Brand is essentially imitating. You can almost hear it in that clip. He just sounds like he's imitating Dudley Moore half the time.
He does,
to me.
Kinda. Kristen?
I agree that it's pretty awful, but I hated the first one a lot more than I hate this one. Mostly.
Really?
Yeah, wow. I thought the first one was, that all the humor was based on, isn't a drunk person funny? Isn't alcoholism hilarious? This time around,
interesting.
It was tempered a little bit by the wonderful performance by Helen Mirren, who's just so great. She can do no wrong, and she's perfect in this movie.
Although I didn't think she was as good as John Gielgud, though.
Oh, come on, Rafer. We're going to take this outside.
All right. Let's move on before there's violence in the studio. Another big release this weekend is Hannah. And Rafer, I know you saw this. This is about a kid who was trained all the way through life to be a killer. What did you think of this one?
You know, there's a lot of good things to be said about it. It's really fast moving. It's got some great action scenes. The Chemical Brothers do the score. The score is fantastic.
Nice.
Yeah, it's
Cate Blanchett. I mean, she's a great actress.
Yeah, Cate Blanchett's the best thing about the film. She's a great villain. She's got this really syrupy Southern accent, but she also speaks proficient German, and she's wonderful. The problem is, I didn't really realize until walking out of the film that I had no idea what I just like. None of it made any sense whatsoever. You know, the past 2 hours I realized were sort of just nonsense. And the further and further I got away from the screen, the worse the movie got in my mind, you know? It's if you can live purely in the moment, I think it's an enjoyable
film.
That
sounds to me like wait till it comes out on DVD. But
yeah.
Kristen, let's also talk about Your Highness. This is described, and I'm going to read this straight here, a raunchy medieval times era movie from the makers of Pineapple Express. James Franco, who's kind of the it boy, the Renaissance man right now, Danny McBride, Natalie Portman, Zooey Deschanel, a raunchy medieval times era movie?
Yeah, it's kind of like if the Farrelly brothers met the Princess Bride.
And, I see.
And I have to say, I went into this thinking it was going to just be awful. All the previews are just terrible.
They are terrible. Yeah, I vouch for that.
It's the worst humor of a second grader. Your son has much more sophisticated humor, your 12-year-old son. That being said, it was hilarious.
Really?
I laughed my head off the whole time and I loved it.
Wow. Okay.
I loved it.
Pineapple Express. Okay. We have a thumbs up finally, but let's get on to Soul Surfer. This is actually based on another true story. This is kind of in the same sort of genre as 127 Hours. And in this particular case, Bethany Hamilton, real person, she lost her arm to a shark when she was surfing as a teenager, age 13.
Yeah, 13.
Let's take a little listen to this one.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So as soon as you girls get back from the water, I've got an English assignment all ready for you.
But it's a holiday.
It's Halloween.
We were thinking that we could have a couple extra hours on the waves today.
Because you didn't get enough last night? Just say the word and we can enroll you girls in Kapa'a, where you can ride the bus for 45 minutes each way and do 8 hours of straight work during prime surf hours. Because I'm all right with that.
And this, of course, is before the accident. What's the take on this one?
You know, it's... The story is so incredible, you know, a true story. She loses her arm. Within a month, she's back on her board. And within a few months after that, she's back to competitive surfing. And she's a pretty successful surfer still to this day.
Yeah.
It's just that the movie tells it in this very bland, very innocuous way. Aside from the shark attack, which I agree is traumatic enough. Nothing else negative ever really happens in the film. There's sort of nothing else for her to overcome. You know, the community is supportive. Her family is supportive. Her friends don't desert her. She's not jealous of anybody. Everything kind of goes weirdly wonderfully after the shark attack. And it's kind of, I was saying, it's like it's very inspirational story, but it's told in this very uninspired way. And so it feels less like a biopic and a little bit more like an after-school special or something.
All right, so we have four movies here. And we're only saying go see one of them. Let me ask you, because I read this great article in which they were talking about the fact that movie ticket sales have dropped 20%. And all these movie theater owners are saying it's because the movies are terrible. You're giving us awful movies. And there was actually a Sony executive who said, you're right, movies are terrible. And I got to ask you, who do you think, are they both right?
Yeah, movies are terrible. They were terrible for the most part last year. They're shaping up to be pretty bad so far. There's going to be a huge glut of summer blockbusters coming
right,
up.
As
like,
always.
Like, well, actually more than ever. There's going to be like one or two like major tentpole releases a week this summer. It's going to be a huge crush, and probably a lot of financial blood will be spilled. But that said, you know, I don't think there are a lot of releases coming up that excite me necessarily. I do blame the studios.
I don't blame the studios. There have always been bad movies. For as long as there have been movies, there have been bad movies. But they didn't have to compete with the economy. The ticket prices are so huge right now. A lot of people can't afford the ticket prices.
That's the studio's fault.
A 3D movie's $21 in some cases. Also, thanks to Netflix, we can watch any movies we want to.
Yeah, see, there you go.
I think there's a lot of other options.
So Kristen takes the Jesus line. Bad movies will always be with us. You can get more of Rafer and Kristen by downloading their podcast at thetakeaway.org/podcasts. Again, avoid Arthur, avoid Hannah, go see Pineapple Express, and then avoid Soul Surfer. Right, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.